Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and Tuesdays and Thursdays we get a chance to visit with Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer, and he's on our KGLO live line right now. Chad, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing, Tim?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I love kind of how this the whole weather thing is changing this week, and no matter what people have going on, whether that's just doing yard work or work out on the farm or, you know, doing projects, whatever it happens to be, we get a little break, I think, anyway, with a little milder weather this week.
Yeah, I'd say if you got stuff left to do, you probably better get her done here, you know, this week or weekend or whatever, because this might be that last window of opportunity to take advantage of some decent days and, maybe get the yard cleaned up or get rid of those leaves before maybe that stuff we saw last weekend, which I ain't going to call it by name, but shows up for good.
Yeah. I think I know that stuff you're talking about. Yeah. I scooped a little of that myself. No, I didn't do it. I have to scoop too much of it, but yeah. And it just seems, and I don't know, it seems like winter sure got here earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think any of us were ready for the real cold temperatures quite yet, and, you know, kind of still surviving on the spring-fall jacket, you know, versus getting the heavy stuff out. So, you know, it's reality. It's that time of the year, even though it doesn't seem like we've had a real good opportunity to, I guess, enjoy nice weather in the summer with the kind of COVID issues. I think we better be prepared to be on lockdown here a little bit as we get stuck back in the house. I know I was making sure that the fireplace worked and everything and got that cranked up, switched over to the furnace, and thank God that everything seems like it's working all right that way, and now I'm kind of, I guess, prepared is
all
the best
you need.
Way to put it. Yeah.
If you've got heat and the big screen TV, you can see your favorite football team.
Yeah. Oh,
I can just about see your room that you're watching these games in, Chad.
Well, you know, you got to enjoy it in comfort and have all those amenities that you need when you're going to be sitting there watching it on the couch, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I usually enjoy making the trip down to the games, but you know what? I tell you, on a cold day with the white stuff in the air, it's awfully nice sitting on the couch with the fireplace on and enjoying the game. And I guess you know, I can still yell at the TV. They may not hear me from there, but I sure probably act about the same way as when I'm in the stands anyway.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, mm-hmm. Gotta enjoy it. Hey, what are you hearing from your farm clients? You know, this harvest season went by very, very mm-hmm. fast. And I know there's some cleaning up that some have got to do and some work yet, but it has really gone well.
Yeah, I think it, you know, couldn't have probably asked for better weather and you know, we all need the moisture here at some point in time, but it's nice when it kind of holds off so that, you know, the farm work can get done. You know, a lot of guys are finished up, still talking to a few guys that have some work yet to do. Hopefully they're planning on trying to get that wrapped up here by the weekend and so that they can, you know, kind of get that equipment put away before the weather gets too nasty. But, yeah, there's still plenty of that to be done, and as the further you move south, it really you know, is more that you know, haven't gotten everything maybe about halfway through, as I'm talking to guys in southern Iowa and Missouri and Kansas and further south. So they got just as much snow as we did. If you watched any of the Chiefs game, you probably saw that they got a little of the white stuff as well on Sunday, and so that might have slowed things down just for a day or two, but most of them I know were charging out to get back in the fields and keep putting a dent in the crop. So it's still busy time, and there's still plenty of work to be done, whether it's some of the tillage and things like that, that some guys probably would like to get as much done as they can, or, you know, there's still some dirt work, I think, that a lot of people would like to get accomplished, you know, while they got a window here. So it's not over, but maybe you can rest a little bit knowing that the stress and some of that stuff is done.
Yeah, I heard a couple of guys talking. They wanted to make sure they had everything kind of buttoned up a little bit. They had some hunting plans they were ready to pursue.
Yeah, that started this weekend for the pheasant guys, right? I saw a few that were out there trying to bag their limit. And then obviously, I don't know if anybody listening has been out on the roads, but I can tell you that the deer are starting to kind of poke around. You know, some of that was because they were getting pushed a little bit in the out of the corn. But, you know, just from around the house and like I said, driving back and forth to the office, I've noticed that those bucks are starting to chase a little bit. So I guess for anybody that does have to do, especially any kind of, you know, driving along dusk or, you know, into the dark, better be a little careful and keep your eyes out, because I think the rut is going to be starting pretty hot and heavy here in the next few days. So there'll be plenty of deer running around.
You know, as far as people listening in, we're talking to Chad Hansen, the president of Corporate Farmer, farm accounting firm. And when you're talking about farm accounting, here we are, you know, we're down to the end of October and staring at November and December and, you know, brand new year right there for you, Chad. You know, this is a time where people need to make sure they got everything in lined up and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy because, you know, I think early in the year we kind of thought, it's going to be a real rough year, you know, probably going to be struggling to show profits and worrying about making ends meet and keeping the banker happy and making all our payments. And then, you know, the switch kind of just flipped on us, and you know, with some of the stimulus things that have been passed and those funds pushed out, we had, you know, better prices as they've started to climb a little bit. And then, you know, fortunately, yields a little bit better, I think, than a lot of us were even kind of expecting would be possible given that lack of moisture that we had there through the heat of the summer. And so, you know, it's really kind of, you know, been a situation where you just kind of think, oh, we don't have to worry too much about it. We'll touch base at the end of the year and shouldn't be a whole lot of planning that goes into this year. And then all of a sudden that all kind of, like I said, changed just in a blink of an eye. And so, you know, it's been something that we've kind of gotten out ahead of and tried to start making some plans and look at some positions and we'll continue to tackle, you know, as we move closer and closer to the end of the year. I think with most of the guys, they like to kind of, you know, have kind of a preliminary idea where they stand and maybe an idea where they want to get to. And then as they start kind of getting some prices on seed and looking at what their needs are going to be for fertilizer and chemicals and stuff like that for next year, they kind of start to make that picture kind of fill in, and then we can kind of have a kind of end of the year kind of second meeting just to kind of tidy up the bookwork and make sure that we're still kind of on course for what we're planning on. So that's where we're at in the process, kind of in that middle stage there of them kind of working through that, and then we'll kind of have that meeting here in November to kind of make sure that everything is exactly where we're thinking it would be.
Yeah, you probably have some of your clients saying, didn't we just do this, Chad? I mean, when you think about dragging out because of the COVID-19 situation and pushing things, and now you're right back at it again.
It's been nuts, and I tell you, the fun part has just been kind of getting back in touch, because it seemed like everything went dead, you know, for a while this summer, and wasn't as much conversation. A lot of clients that I probably haven't talked to in a little bit, and following up even this morning just before, you know, we get on the air here, you know, talking to a guy that's been in quarantine and just coming out of it. You know, him and his wife tested positive, and he's just finishing up his 2 weeks. And, you know, his son-in-law has been the one that's been doing all the harvesting up to this stage. And I said, Joe, man, you got to be just going nuts, because, I mean, he's one of those guys that goes 100 miles an hour. And I knew that he was just chomping at the bit to get back out there. And so, you know, you don't think about some of those things as, you see the farmers out in the fields and you think that, you know, they're getting the job done and things must be working out pretty well. But, you know, we all have those bumps in the road and those things that we got to deal with. And so, just kind of listen to some of their situations and what they've been dealing with. And, you know, he's got probably 500-600 acres to get finished up yet of corn down south. And he hasn't even participated in any of the harvest at this point in time.
Yeah, you know, you hear the one term that I keep hearing a lot of is, frontline workers and things mm-hmm. like that. Well, you know, agriculture's right out front, to keep the world going. You know, a lot of what happens is here in Iowa and in the Midwest that you cover and work with these farmers, we're feeding the world.
We are, and I think that they do a heck of a job. I think sometimes we just have to kind of understand that they're people just like us, and they have some of those things and a lot that they're dealing with. It's been a real struggle. I don't think there's any way, really around that financially. You're probably like me, Tim. I've tried to work on some summer projects and trying to get anything for, materials or get people to show up to kind of, help out, whether it be a contractor or whatever there. It has not been easy, and these farmers kind of work under, a deadline that things need to be done. And so, it's been challenging. I know from talking to a lot of them that, it hasn't been an easy year, and we've all kind of pushed through, and sometimes I feel like they're out there on their own trying to accomplish some of these things. But that's what they've done and what they've signed up for, and I think that they enjoy it for the most part. But you're definitely kind of hearing few of those stories of, this isn't been a fun one, and it's been more of a struggle than probably many of the years that they can remember, in the past. And so, trying to keep an upbeat attitude and push them forward to get done and enjoy it, because, life's too short not to have fun, right, and enjoy what you're doing. And so that's been kind of the approach that I've tried to take as we've gotten together and kind of went through things with them.
Yeah, you guys, a corporate farmer, have always been kind of that way. I mean, you get to know your clients so well. It's they're a part of your family, and you're a part of their family.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I just try and enjoy it. I mean, they're good friends, they're good people. We want what's best for them, and we've always tried to point them in the right direction when it comes to some of the financial decisions and things. Whether that's dealing with some tough things that happen, law. And some of the struggles and everything that we go through together, and kind of celebrate some of the things that happen that are good in life, right? And keep the focus there on what's important, and that's sometimes what you have to do, is be a little bit of a cheerleader, kind of counselor, refocus kind of the mindset, the attitude. I know. I mean, that's the same whether it's farming or, on the school board. I know, as kind of we drag through some of these difficult challenges that we face with, the teachers having to work with some of their online learners or kids that test positive, or they have somebody at home that's positive for COVID. I mean, it's tough. It's not an easy deal, and this is all new for everybody to try and figure out how they're going to attack it and make the most of their situation. And so, I think we need to be thankful. I mean, it's tough. I don't know if you paid attention, but there must be something coming up here in another week that, has caught a little bit of the news, or at least seems like every commercial has to deal with it here lately. And you know, those politicians are the first to run each other down and tell you everything bad about the person they're running against. But at the end of the day, I think we're all in this together, and we're all working together, you know, we might as well enjoy each other and try and, you know, help out where we can. And I think I'm hopeful that after this next week, maybe we can get a little bit back to that, because, I don't know, if you're like me and have had to just turn off the TV, I think it's sports only for me here for the next week, and I'm not even going to check the mail, I don't think, for a little while, because it seems like, you know, that's about 90% of what I'm getting. But, you know, we'll go on as a country, and we'll go on as people, and I just think let's try and change that attitude maybe a little bit and try and pick each other up.
All righty, everybody in agriculture, if you need that attitude adjustment, and keep on smiling too. How do they get in touch with you at Corporate Farmer, Chad?
Yeah, if you need a laugh or something, just give us a call, right? 800-472-6931, or check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
You might have to dig out some of those old jokes that were in a file that I know about.
Yeah, I think they got dust on them for a reason. So we'll come up with some new, you know, better ones there, so that maybe you can laugh in a little bit instead of cry, right?
I guess so. Chad, have a great week, okay?
You too, Tim.
Thanks. Chad. Mm-hmm. That's Chad Hansen, everybody. He's president of Corporate Farmer in Mason City. That's our program for this week on AM 1300 KGLO and KGLOAM.com.